Hello, welcome, and thank you for downloading the Missouri Review podcast. We're broadcasting from the University of Missouri campus in sunny Columbia, Missouri, home of the Missouri Review, the quarterly that brings you the best contemporary literature in fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Every week, we'll be featuring a wide range of stories, poems, essays, and interviews from authors featured in both our print and online editions. On today's podcast, we will continue broadcasting the winners and finalists of our 2011 audio contest. To introduce our next author, here is our contest editor, Claire McQuarrie.
This week's podcast features Amy Schlynas's audio documentary, The Body Instrument, which was the first runner-up of her 2011 audio competition in the self-recorded documentary category. Amy Schlynas is a writer, performer, and MFA candidate at the University of Iowa, where she studies both creative writing and dance. Her writing recently appeared in McSweeney's and Pank, and she will be a featured playwright in the 2012 Iowa New Play Festival.
Five, six, seven, eight. Plie, two, three, four. Grand plie, six, seven, eight. Porte de bras forward, two, three, four. Cambre back, six, seven, and second. Plie, two, three, four. Five,
plie,
six,
seven,
eight,
tendu,
and lean,
fifth,
to the bar,
tendu,
three,
fifth,
four,
tendu,
recover,
flex,
and away,
point,
fifth,
seven,
tendu,
four,
two,
plie,
three,
circle
two,
back,
four,
three,
two,
roll,
four,
three,
grand plie,
grand
six,
tendu,
seven,
fifth,
seven,
tendu,
circular port de bras,
eight, okay.
Two,
the step,
arm,
grand
three,
bras,
two,
head
falling the hand,
three, back,
five,
four,
six,
fondue
front,
seven,
retire,
extend
the back,
close
to the fifth,
three,
and plie,
four,
bring it around,
five,
head to the bar,
glisse
to the hand,
grand
eight,
reverse
circular
port de bras,
three,
four,
fondue,
glisse,
retire,
and
seven,
eight,
tendu,
and extend,
roll through
front,
the way,
closing,
four,
and fifth,
fifth,
six,
up,
seven, retiree,
eight,
knee out,
back,
tailbone down,
in,
eyes lifted,
down,
shoulders
eyes
back,
open, neck
arms
release,
taut,
hold,
seven,
hold,
eight,
hold.
If we imagine that ballet was always to be, if you were a dancer, you would be the idealized nymph. So this is why you were in point. So you would be ethereal and you'd be lifted as if you were weightless. You would be idolized by people because you look so light. Even if the women at that period, they were not very light. You would do your best. You know, you need to do an arabesque. You need to be to turn. Quality of the shoes were still very primitive. You know, the feet were very, very deformed at that point. And the technique in itself was building. It was starting to get more and more skillful. So legs starting to get raised and the whole methodology to get a little bit bolder. But if you start talking about the changes that Balanchine made, so required the women to have a precision in the lower legs and have the ability to have to incorporate some lateral flexions of the body in his choreography, something that you had in ballet but not as pronounced. And so from then on, it started this aesthetic that until today we have, slimmer and much faster, quicker and more three-dimensional. And I mean, until today, if you go to the Kirov, when you go to audition, they put you in your panties. You are 10 years old and you are in front of a jury just with your panties. And They put you there, they turn out, turn in, put your leg out to see if you have the qualities. If you don't, you're not going to be in the school.
Is a personal weakness. They're always drooping. And so that's one thing I don't feel when I'm not looking in the mirror. Then I look in the mirror or see a video and I'm like, what is that?
It was never really presented to me like, this is something you need to address. It was more like, haha, you have bow legs. And so I never took the time to think about it. And this Pilates instructor was the one who was kind of like, you probably will have a better career if you address these things now.
I just have a weak core, so I have to work on that a lot. I have to do more than other people would.
I would just stand at bar and I'd be like, ballet is so hard. Why is this so hard? A lot of it had to do with my placement between, you know, my pelvis and my neck. Because growing up, I always would splay my ribs and things because I also have, like, big ribs. So, you know, and the big thing was, like, Don't stick your ribs out.
The coordination aspect of dancing was not a challenge to me. It's more so the flexibility and just turnout, you know, is my biggest challenge with it.
Circle back. 2, 3. Rond de jambe. 6, 7, 8. With the arm. 2, head falling the hand. 3, 4. Fond du front. Retire. Extend back. Close fist.
Extreme exo-rotation of a ballet dancer. I think the same issue. You're pushing the hip joint to the sort of limit of its envelope of normal physiologic motion, and you're going to run into this impingement propensity as well.
8, and extend front, closing, and 5th.
Do you have any pain in your hip or any functional limitation at this point?
Yeah. I do have some just sort of like aches in my hips, especially after class. And it's hard for me to distinguish between maybe I stretched a little too far and it's the muscles, or is it something in the bone that's hurting? And it just feels like very much like I'm grinding in the socket. Actually, there's this sort of sound that comes out of our hips, and I wanted to see if I can replicate it for you and ask you what it is, like what's going on in the hip joint.
Well, to me, it's a lot like something we have a word we call crepitus. For in some arthritic joints. But I think anytime you hear a sound, I mean, something has vibrated, something has moved at high frequency. Your thing is really pronounced. 6, wow, that's kind 7, of scary. It can't be
8.
Good.
With the arm, 2, head falling the hand, 3, 4, fond du front, retire, extend back, close 5th.
There is still, of course, a generation that still is about power, 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 and no give back. You strain a muscle, and the next day you are straining, and after a month, you have an injury. It's like shin splints, you know. It's just you have a fracture because the muscle pressed the bone, and pressed so badly that it fractured the bone.
The biggest injury that I've had so far is I actually broke my fifth metatarsal in my left foot 3 years ago now. Just in class, not even something cool, just glissade, just broke my foot. Complete fracture all the way through. And so now I have a screw in my foot holding the bone in place. So they said that was the only way, if I wanted to keep dancing, to do it. If they just casted it, it wouldn't have healed correctly, and so it wouldn't be strong enough to, you know, support all the landing and rolling through that we do daily.
The muscles in my ankle are flexible, and so I naturally can just, it gives me more range than my body should have. And so, like, from that, when I have, like, this constant pressure in the wrong way, even if I'm working right, even sometimes I'll just be standing in the grocery store wrong, it, like, lets the fluid out of my bone, and it surrounds my tendons, and then that's just, like, it's just a lot of pressure and a lot of pain.
I have seen a lot of dance, so I don't care about elevation, jumping, turning. I don't care anymore. Sometimes you see a person that suddenly does a big lip and then has this ballon, like we call, that is beautiful. You say, wow, great. And what else? What I feel that makes a dancer different is the way that this person experiences dance. It can be a person with limitations, not many physical abilities. But this person needs to surprise me. A dancer that has a heart. I don't care by the face. I care how this person as a whole it moves. They embrace you as a viewer in their journey.
Seven, eight, 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 eight,